808 on Connect FM and your morning connection for this Friday. And it's time right now for Consolidation Countdown on Connect FM. The countdown to consolidation of the city of Dubois and Sandy Township into the new city of Dubois municipality is now at a little less than 4 months. It's on January the 5th, 2026, that consolidation will take hold and become official. And each month this year, we have been talking with some of the key individuals connected with the process of consolidation, getting their insight and their perspective. And the topic of today's Consolidation Countdown is a current status report, as well as an update on the anticipated budget and tax structure of the new city of Dubois municipality. Ben Caverlin leads the township and city management team, and he's kind enough to share with us today on Consolidation Countdown. Ben, good morning. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You are welcome. You know, with the reality of the new city of Dubois municipality just 4 months away now, I think it would be an excellent time to kind of take a few moments and take stock of what has been accomplished so far. Ben, what has been successfully checked off the list, so to speak, as far as systems and departments that are operating as consolidated entities already?
Great question. The team has done a lot to see the consolidation through, but I think the thing that I'm most proud of them for is the sense of teamwork now. Mm-hmm. Even just a few months ago when we first got here, it still felt like there was very much a sense of, this is my truck, this is my office, these are my papers, this is my process.
Yeah.
And that's not the case anymore. There's no longer any of that. You know, they'll take a township bill or a city bill and process it. They'll, you know, use each other's vehicles. They're really consolidating. The police are not, you know, territorial. The public works department's working great together. So in all ways, I think the thing I'm most proud of is that sense of teamwork that really is coming together. That said, there's a lot of kind of operational projects that have come to a completion. We did finish a complete organizational health assessment for both organizations, and kind of as we build towards the new one.
Okay.
We figured out the organizational matrix, who's going to be doing what, looked at job descriptions, figured out key positions that may be missing or could be kind of converted. And a lot of that work was done before, but we kind of updated and made it real with real names and, you know, real people.
So there is a flow chart that is in place.
Yep. We've built the revenue budget, and we've made a yeoman's effort at creating the expense budget, but I'll talk more about that in a second.
Yeah.
We've done a lot in terms of consolidating the technology, like the phones and email systems and everything like that. It's all ready to go. And combine the chart of accounts, which is kind of complicated because everybody should be based off the same state standard, the DCD sets, but there was variation between the two communities, and so that just took a long time. It's not like you could look at revenue line item A on one and the same on the other and just add them together.
Sure.
There's actually a bit of complicated math to make that work.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate that update, and it's good to celebrate what has been accomplished. But of course, we have to be careful not to sit on our laurels, and because there's still much to be done. And so much has been already completed with the consolidation process. But what does that leave as the most pressing issues right now and projects that are being worked on or still need attention or some clarity before consolidation takes hold?
Well, let me offer that I think the main thing that's most important is a sense of healing for the community.
Okay.
When it comes to the staff and stuff, things are going fine. What I don't have control over, but I really feel is very much needed, is still a sense of community healing where we are one community moving forward. I do think that there's still a sense of, this is my sandbox, this is your sandbox.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to be my tax rate. I don't want your tax rate. I don't want your, water and sewer fees, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I do think that there's still a missing sense of that. And I want to work towards, you know, kind of a sense of healing. Yeah. But operationally, there's still a lot left to do. And we've made progress on so many things, but many of them will not actually take effect until January 5th. But perhaps the most pressing is getting that expenditure budget nailed down. And so the goal is to have that done by the next work session of the joint board next month. We've put out a banking RFP, and we're currently going to select a bank. And then when we have that and the employer identification number from the IRS, we're going to start building the new city financial system. So that's going to be exciting because things will really become real at that point. There's still a couple of vacant positions that we'll be hiring for. There's a lot of standard operating procedures that need to be finalized and signed off on. And then, of course, there's a RFP for all the new services and all the new contracts that need to happen. So everything has to be basically renegotiated because it's not like the city of Dubois as it is living on, or the Sandy Township. Both are going away.
Right.
So any contract, any employment agreement, anything like that has to be touched again and approved again by the new city. So there's a lot of paperwork to do between now and then.
Sure.
The consolidation of the codes and zoning ordinances, a big project, and appraisals of all the properties that the two are bringing together so that when we hit the ground running in the new year, the financial system reflects accurately what we own in terms, and we have a really good balance sheet, which neither of the community actually has right now. So it's hard for me to even gauge the financial health of the city or the township right now.
Yeah. Well, lots of big tasks still to be taken care of. And as you pointed out there at the beginning of your remarks, that community healing, a very important part of it as we move forward here as a community. So, Ben, city council elections, that's looming large, just 2 months away now. Could you give us a snapshot of what the new city government structure is going to look like and what those various roles will be for the elected and the appointed officials as we move into 2026?
You know, what a great segue, because I think that the primary role of the elected officials is to set the tone.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily have to be the people that can see the furthest and have the greatest vision or have the greatest healing hands or, you know, the biggest bleeding heart. Mm. I think the most important thing for an elected official is to be more like the immune system of the body, where they regulate good behavior and bad behavior, right?
Yeah.
They set the tone. And, you know, if the new board of elected officials is going to be, you know, at odds with each other, the staff will probably be at odds with each other, or, you know, they'll be representative of the community, frankly. And so I think the most important thing, the most important role is setting the tone, but secondarily it's setting the vision.
Sure.
In a council manager form of government, like the referendum says we will have, there's a split between the administrative stuff that's handled by the manager and kind of the visionary policy setting stuff that's handled by the elected officials. So, you know, there's no room really for an elected official to be kind of meddling in the day-to-day operations of a council manager form of government. But it's critically important that they set the ultimate vision, and then the manager's kind of tasked with seeing that out.
Yeah.
So what are the roles of the elected officials? Well, there's going to be seven city council people, and one of them will be elected amongst their members as a mayor.
Okay.
The mayor in this form of government is essentially just the chairman. Actually, that's how it is currently with the current form of government.
Right.
So the it's more equivalent to like the township chairman than, say, a larger city's mayor who's the executive.
Sure.
Really, they just run the meeting, set the agenda for the meeting. Almost like a parliamentarian.
And kind of the designated spokesman for the council as a whole.
Yeah, yeah. That would be fair.
Yeah.
And then, the remainder is they show up to meetings, they set vision, they set tone.
Sure.
Then there's the controller position. The controller is kind of unique. You can almost think of it like an auditor that's in the weeds, in between the process of the council approving and the treasurer expending funds.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the wisdom in having a controller rather than auditors, for instance, is that they're not reactive on the back end of a transaction.
Okay.
They're actually kind of approving the transaction between council and the treasurer.
Right.
Now, they're not approving in the sense that they have the authority to approve. They're just double-checking and making sure, was this expenditure like legitimate? Is there a legitimate contract in place for it? And then, like in the new city, I would not particularly want to see the controller signing checks. They're kind of approving the check register.
I see. Okay.
And then the treasurer would be the person that's kind of responsible for setting the policy. And this is a difference between the new city and the old city. I believe because of the pay that the council set for the treasurer, the expectation there is that that person would be responsible for getting the right people on the bus and making sure the policies are correct.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't probably see that person being sitting there receiving payments all day long or something.
Right.
Because the pay was only going to be $2,400. So Yeah, the expectation would be they pop in once a week, sign some checks, make sure everyone has what they need, that kind of thing.
All right. Great. Thank you for that update. And, you know, as we're running out of time here, Ben, unfortunately, wanted to ask you about, you know, at a recent meeting, I think just earlier this week, you spoke out about a new approach to budgeting for the new city of Dubois, which I think is very interesting and worth giving the details again. Would you elaborate on that approach that you spoke about and share any updates that you may have on the tax and budget picture for next year? I know you kind of touched on that earlier, but anything that you could share at this point would be great.
Yeah, well, first of all, you can go to the city's YouTube channel in order to watch the full like hour presentation on it.
Yeah.
But what it's called is priority-based budgeting. Okay. And in essence, what priority-based budgeting does is shifts our focus from the input of money into a budget, where you know, you look at your line items and you say, oh, this year I think we're going to increase the professional services line item by $1,000 and decrease the phone line by $50 or whatever. That's input focused.
Right.
What we're trying to say is let's focus on what outputs and outcomes come from this money.
Sure.
So what I want to know is what programs are each department doing, and then what is the ultimate big picture outcome that we want from that? Do we want blight remediation? Then what programs do we need in order to make that happen? And then how much money does that cost? Kind of walk it backwards. Right. Start with the end in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the essence of priority-based budgeting. One thing I did want to clarify is that it looks if the Sandy Township residents, the property owners, were to come up to what the city currently pays in property taxes, that would be a 28% increase in their local township taxes. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, the township goes away, the city goes away, it's a new city. We can't have different districts.
Right.
Everybody has to pay the same millage rate.
Mm-hmm.
And the city has already increased their water and sewer in order to kind of match what the township was. And now it's time for the township to kind of come up to match or equalize, I suppose, what the real estate property tax is for the city. Now, that 28%, understand, is just the municipal. And so people think, you know, my tax bill is $3,000, it's going to go up $900. That's not the case. It's more like $90.
Mm-hmm.
It's just what's the current township portion. So that really means that if your taxes went up the full Monty, it would be 3.7%.
I see.
So far, far less than I think people are crying about.
And that's good clarity, and we appreciate you bringing that clarification. And also, when you're working with a millage, a lot of times there's a misunderstanding. When millage goes up, it's not necessarily by that number of dollars.
Correct.
It's, you know, it's based on the value of the property.
Correct.
Yeah.
Mills does not equal
dollars.
Or a million.
Right.
Yeah. No, it means the 1,000th of your property value.
Exactly. Okay. Ben, thank you so much. It's valuable information. And again, as we move forward as a community, which, you know, Sandy Township and the current city of Dubois are going to be going away very soon, and we're going to have that new organism, the city of Dubois municipality. This is all very important information to get out there, and we appreciate you taking the time this morning and for sharing with us on today's Consolidation Countdown on Connect FM.
Thank you.